Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Sports Talk with Kelvin Drummond. And Rajon Rondo done got himself in some trouble. Got himself into big trouble nowadays too. Oh, that's close to the most amount of trouble you can get into in the sports world today. Rajon Rondo had some comments towards NBA referee in the heated moment. You know what I'm saying? That call came, didn't necessarily like the call, and gave the referee Bill Kennedy. You might know him. He's a pretty popular referee, gets on a lot of primetime games. Black gentleman, pretty built. Keeps himself in shape, clearly. Kind of got the Coach Sack ball patchwork going with the hair. I ain't mad at him. You got to do what you got to do. He makes do. But he gave him that stare, and, Bill Kennedy didn't like that. So he went ahead and teed him up, gave him that old Rasheed Wallace treatment. And referee Bill Kennedy didn't know he ignited that fire in Rondo. Kind of took him back to those playground days, probably. And, oops, something slipped out the mouth that you just can't say nowadays. Can't say that nowadays, and there's no excuse for saying that nowadays. Don't get away with that one anymore. Ask Kobe about getting away with that one. That one was pricey. Pricey, pricey, pricey. So, Bill Kennedy has since come out to Yahoo Sports and claimed that he is true and indeed gay. This was pretty much known throughout the NBA league already. It was kept in-house very well, obviously, and I respect the league for being able to do that, to honor his rights, of course, not in terms of trying to keep it on the hush because they don't want to be affiliated with such referendums. Rondo messed up so much because you realize it's hard to apologize for this, so much so he had to apologize twice. Yeah, that first one, guess we weren't feeling that one, were we? Because he received a lot of flack. A lot of flack for that one. Because, you know, nowadays we tweet our apologies. That's somehow is the formal way to do things nowadays. Thought he'd have to address the media, but nope, yeah. Address social media. Rondo took to social media in the wake of the news that he used a homophobic slur toward referee Bill Kennedy. And his apology went as such. My actions during the game were out of frustration and emotion, period. They absolutely do not reflect my feelings toward the LGBT community. I did not mean to offend or disrespect anyone. And that wasn't enough for people, right? Although you do have to expect, kind of in a sense, what did you expect for him to say? What is there for him to say? It's not like he has a chance with this apologizing or not. We're going to condemn him. He's going to be viewed harshly now for about a month until something else pops up to the media. Yeah, that first one didn't sit well, so he had to come out with the second statement. Of course, this one had to be a little longer because you don't seem as sincere, I guess, if it comes out shorter, right? Could come much shorter than that first one, though. Yesterday, I said that my words towards Bill Kennedy were unacceptable and did not reflect my feelings towards the LGBT community. Some have interpreted my comments as a non-apology. I want to be clear from the bottom of my heart that I am truly sorry for what I said to Bill. There is no place on or off the court for language that disrespects anyone's sexual orientation. That is not who I am or what I believe in, and I will strive every day to be a better person. This isn't going to do anything for Rajon Rondo. You've all made your decision. Let that be clear. Kobe is about the only one who escaped through this type of thing. But I want to dance on something, tread on what many will call thin ice, and pose a question. Because I just wonder. I view, I sit back, I observe. And it just seems to me as if the gay cause is getting more of a push than that of blacks receiving equal rights or blacks receiving equal attention. It seems that it takes the death of young black men who look like me to gain the national audience for them to hear and to make movements, which we've still not seen. I see a lot going for the LGBT community, and I have no contradictions or conflictions with them. I know of those who practice other sexual orientations than myself, and I have no problems with that, and I love them no less. Observing. At any rate, I think Dwight Howard misses Orlando. I really think he does. I think, well, obviously when he was there, it was not the best, seeing how he wanted to get up out of there. Obviously, not the best for him. And he handled it awfully. We remember him opting back in, and it was all a mess. It was all a mess. And they called him they accused him of getting Stan Van Gundy fired, and all these other things. Ugly situation. But clearly, we can now see that those were his most productive and his most utilized days. Who would have imagined, though, Dwight Howard would miss Stan Van Gundy being his coach? Because he's the last coach to emphasize an offense through him. As of right now, Dwight Howard is the sixth most utilized player on the Houston Rockets, behind Corey Brewer. Now, I am a big fan of Corey Brewer's. But even I won't sit here and suggest that he deserves more touches than Dwight Howard. Terrence Jones, Trevor Ariza, they're all ahead of Dwight Howard. And Dwight isn't the only person. Now, he of course, has come out and said he denies any of this, that he's upset in Houston. He has not said anything, and I will give him his credit. That man has not opened his mouth, and I do not put any words in anyone's mouth. So he is fine in Houston. Houston has said they're thinking of moving him. So that's not me putting words in their mouth. So something could pop off. So there is reason to discuss. Did Kobe kill Dwight's credibility? Because he's not the only one having problems in Houston. A lot of them are having problems with James Harden. We'll get to him in a second. But when Kobe called Dwight soft, and of course all the Kobe stans, they support anything he says. So immediately, that is now the label for Dwight Howard. And I wonder, did Kobe kill the Dwight Howard's credibility? Man, that's another player Kobe could have used to get that sixth ring that he just drove away. Just drove away. Wow. He is the only athlete. At any rate, why are Laker fans mad at Dwight Howard? And anywhere in the league, man, it's hard for this guy. It's hard for him. Hey, Laker fans, he led the league in rebounding for you with a torn labrum. And you despise him more than anyone in the league. And what the hell did Houston think would happen when you put James Harden and Dwight Howard on the same team? What part of that looked like it was going to work? What, last year in the playoffs? The Clippers collapsed. They had no bench. No true star scorer. Everything depends on Chris Paul's passing. What is Houston going to do with Dwight Howard and James Harden? I'm supposed to be afraid of that? That's what the league is supposed to be on the lookout for? Uh-oh. Mr. No defense and no post moves coming through. You know, it's funny. How does that commercial go for James Harden? More importantly, just that one part. He says, those that matter No, let's get this right. Those that mind don't matter. But those that don't matter, see? Man, I am messing this up. Got to be great radio to hear me doing this. At any rate, those that don't matter mind. No, those that mind don't matter, and those that don't mind matter. Well, no. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. This is a complete failure. At any rate, I'm just trying to say that he must be ignoring the likes of a lot of people on that team and telling them that they don't matter, because that number is a lot higher than those that don't mind what he's doing. Don't mind. They don't mind. Those that matter don't mind. Those that mind don't matter. Boom! I got something like it. At any rate, this has been Sports Talk with Kelvin Drummond. I hope you enjoyed. We'll be back Friday, same time, 1:30 p.m. Please check out my newest release article. It is Ease Up on Mark Jackson. For Mama's Sake, there is a great misrepresentation of his coaching tenure in Golden State. He is a coach coming off of two playoff appearances back-to-back, 50-plus win season, still commentating on the sidelines, should have an NBA job. Miami Heat, get rid of Spoelstra. This has been Sports Talk with Kelvin Drummond. Enjoy your day.